USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House disclosed a person who works close to the president or vice president has tested positive for COVID-19. Katie Miller, a spokeswoman for Mike Pence, has tested positive. Miller is married to senior White House advisor Stephen Miller. Reporters observed Katie Miller talking to the vice president earlier this week during an off-camera question-and-answer session. The news raises questions about how vigilant the White House has been on minimizing possible exposure to the virus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reports a 5-year-old boy in his state has died from the coronavirus.
Caution to all people who, again, may have believed that their child couldn't be affected by COVID. This information suggests we may want to revisit that.
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some are describing the U.S. economy as the biggest crisis in almost a century. USA's John Clemens has more.
The pandemic has created the biggest jobless figure to a post-World War II high of 14.7%, as 20.5 million jobs were lost in the month of April. Despite that pessimistic report, Larry Kudlow, director of the White House National Economic Council, said there may be a light at the end of the tunnel.
About three-quarters of the job loss were from temporary layoffs. Now, it doesn't lessen the hardship, by the way.
The current unemployment rate of 14.7% is being compared to the 3.5% rate only 2 months ago. Over the last 7 weeks since the coronavirus struck, more than 33 million Americans have applied for unemployment. I'm John Clemens.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 455 points, the Nasdaq up 141. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More events canceled due to COVID-19. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Add the Miss America pageant to the list of events canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Miss America organization announced that a competition will not be held this year. The pageant will resume next year, which will be its 100th anniversary. The most recent Miss America, Camille Schrier of Virginia, was crowned in December. A location for the 2020 pageant had not yet been announced. Its longtime home had been Atlantic City, aside from brief detours to Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order requiring mail-in ballots to be sent to all eligible voters for the November election. The measure is meant to limit the spread of the novel coronavirus at polling places. He said in-person voting places will still be available for those who need it, including people with disabilities, those who speak different languages, and those who are homeless. He also said it's up to the individual county's election officials to send out the ballots and arrange for in-person voting opportunities. A Gallup poll released last month indicates that three-quarters of Americans favor allowing all registered voters to vote by mail. You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.